Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions but very few of the answers, history has proven. We'll see if we can change that today at this live show. Are you well? Yeah! We did it. Welcome to the 50th episode. At least it was meant to be 4 months ago. And reschedule after reschedule, we are here at Christmas time 2021 and the pandemic's in the past. And we're all having a great time. Thank you all so much for coming out. We have a truly incredible brains trust for you today. They've come a long way. They're very excited. We're going to do yesterday's quiz from the Saturday paper. I'm hoping you haven't read it yet. It is 40 questions. We're going to do the first 10. Because we're not paying enough for that. And our contestants, see how far they can get. They're trying to meet Matt Stewart and Tim Hewitt on 10 out of 10. That is the high watermark. The low watermark is 2, Alex Ward. So either way, I don't mind. Let's set a record. Shall we welcome out our contestant? Yes. Please put your hands together for Celia Piccola.
Hi, Kyron.
Hey, mate.
Hi. I'm going to beat that low benchmark.
You reckon the low? You're going for low.
Like, I know nothing. I have zero general knowledge at all. The only time I know anything is when I'm booked to be on Have You Been Paying Attention. And the worst part of doing that job is it means I have to watch the news that week. But otherwise, I have no idea. So I have very specific weak bubbles of knowledge. Otherwise,
what if one of the questions is how to write an amazing TV show? What if that pops up? Rosehaven wound up this year. Last time I saw you was at the Actors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, can I tell you, this is the first people I've told this story. I don't know if I told you. So we were at the Actors last week in Sydney, and for the first time ever, so excited, I wore a tuxedo. I wore a design, has fitted for me. A friend of mine's
incredible.
Got a suit coming. Full tuxedo, tie, tails, Oscar Hunt. Amazing. Loved it so much. Got to Sydney, packed my tuxedo, went in, upgraded myself to business class so I could hang it. Held it like that.
Absolutely.
I was like, the tux is precious. I'm going to look amazing. It's cost more money. I got hair and makeup done. Hours of preparation. Got there, got to Sydney, realized that I forgot to pack underwear. I'm 38 years old. I only had the underwear that I was wearing, and I'd done a bit of exercise in the gym. Disgusting. It was now nighttime. So I had to go to a late night Coles and bought Bonds Coles bulk underwear. So at the Actors, I was wearing like $1,000 suit, but $3 underwear, which I really think represents me well as a person. Like, no matter how showbiz my life gets, at my core, Coles underwear.
I think that's true of everyone at that event, though. You know, it's all a lot of face at that event.
I just couldn't fucking believe it. Yeah, and then we got, this was fun, we had a real showbiz time. Met Eric Bannon, says he knows who I am. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah. he's
Well, I think that's everyone. Yes, I know who you are. Yes, of course.
He's very handsome, but he's smaller in real life than you think. But like perfectly proportioned, but like small.
Well, he's always on such a big screen.
Yeah, that's true. Particularly when he's the Hulk. I was expecting him to be massive. And I'm like, you are nowhere near as big as
the
Hulk.
He's just pinching him, trying to get him to go off.
But it was very funny because then we went to the actors. It was all showbiz, yeah, and masks and stuff. And then we all got back. And then everyone who went to the actors got an email going, so...
Yeah.
One of the food and beverage staff at the Opera House has tested positive, which I think would have been way funnier if it had been like someone in particular, like, you know, Rachel Griffiths has got it, so we're all fucked. But yes, so that was a lovely time.
But her career's going great. She's not doing the food and beverage at the Opera House.
Oh, no. No, no.
Now, back home, though, you've been moving house.
I have.
And I saw you put up on Instagram the other day the most beautiful note that was left for you from the previous owners.
Yes, and this is not me trying material on you, but it will be material, but it's also true. Right. Because it's, as anyone I know, I bought a house, which it's hard to be like, has anyone bought a house? But it's so fucked because you buy, it's the biggest financial decision I'm ever going to make in my fucking life, and I saw this thing for 20 minutes. Like, there was one viewing, you look at it for 20 minutes.
Because you did all through COVID.
Yeah, and then that's it. And so you have no idea what the fuck you're getting when you turn up, right? So I found this, no shit, in the back of this cupboard in pencil. It said, hello, my name is Sophie. This was my room. I hope you love it here as much as I did. P.S. I think there's a ghost.
Yeah. And we don't know yet if Sophie is the ghost.
Sophie might be the fucking ghost.
Sophie could be the ghost.
I'll tell you the joke, but this will be the joke because I'm definitely going to do that now. Like, what a great prank. If anyone is moving out, you have to do that. So when I leave this house, I'm going to leave a little note that goes, hello, my name is Celia. This was my room. I hope you loved it here as much as I did. P.S. One of the doorknobs has been in my bum.
We're excited for Celia Pacola to do the quiz. Great. Well, you don't have to do it alone.
Oh, fantastic.
You don't have to shoot for zero alone. We also have a brains trust here to help you out. Now, have you seen Jerry Springer or Jeremy Kyle, these shows?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're American sort of daytime.
Yes.
You know, they try and find out.
Are my exes going to come out? Yeah. No.
Well, we actually have one of those hosts here today.
Oh, okay.
So if we could put our hands together, welcome to stage, it's Dick Griblett. Welcome. Take a knee. Yep.
Hello, how are you? Fantastic.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're just crossing
the stage.
Great
to be here. Welcome to Dick Griblett tonight.
Oh, no, this isn't.
Featuring Wax Quizzical. Oh, what a great time it is. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes.
It's great to see you in the audience. You're a terrible person, aren't you? You disgusting man. You sicken me.
Hi, Dick. Welcome. Thank you for kicking things off by getting a bit of rapport on with the crowd.
That's what I do. As you can see in my shows, Dick Griblett tonight, Dick Griblett live, Dick Griblett now, Dick Griblett yesterday. And Dick Griblett Infinity.
Oh. So you've got like your only, you're like the Dick Griblett cinematic universe that you're building there.
We do like
the
to
DGCU.
Joke, but, yes.
Which one's your favourite?
Well, it's hard to say because they're all the same show. But I would have to say my heart belongs to the first Dick Griblett show, the Dick Griblett show.
Mm. First of the best. Now, you've got a notepad there. Do you have today's quiz answers? I don't want you cheating.
No, I've just got some talking points. We're going to have some more guests come in, and we will decide who is the father.
So, Dick Griblett.
Of anyone in particular? Just who is the father in general?
I have a feeling that we're going to find out.
Okay. So, Celia, Dick is here to assist. But the brain's trust does not end there. He's also travelled a long way. I'm not sure if he's got his own show. I'm sure he performs down there in hell. It's a big hello to Beelzebub himself. It's Satan!
That's hello!
Hi. Hi, Satan. You got yourself a wine there. Are you a bit of a connoisseur of wine, Satan? Are you something of a...
Yes, I love my vices.
Yep.
What are you, a cop?
What about in you know, is there any entertainment in hell? Like, do you have show, like the sort of daytime TV, like Dick Griblet? Do you how do you entertain your guests?
I believe we are syndicated. Yeah.
Well, we don't really entertain our guests per se. There is entertainment for me, but not very entertaining for the people living there, as they say.
So, Satan, if I can call you that.
Yeah. Lots of names, actually. You can choose many of them.
You think torturing people is fun? You think damning people to, you know, forever...
Forever
in
is...
burning coals. You're a terrible you person, can't. Aren't you? Look at me. You disgust me. You are absolutely scum. All these people here, they hate you.
Well, that's kind of the point. You can't really torture someone forever after about 1,000 years. They get bored because they're not dying. You can only, like... after you've... Setting your bowls on fire the first week...
Tell me about
is
it.
It's torture. Yeah. But after that, it's like... What else you got?
It's the new norm.
Yeah, and then after a while they just sort of become residents and it's just kind of dull.
Who's in charge of hell while you're here?
Oh, a bit of an oversight, an admin oversight there.
Oh, shit!
That's going to be a real mess to clean up when I get back. Yes.
So what you're saying is you don't have anyone that you can trust.
Sit down, Dick. We've got to do a quiz. Are we ready to do a quiz?
Oh, what fun.
Here we go. Question number one.
Why isn't Celia in the middle of us? It feels strange that we're here onto the side and she's not in the middle. It feels like you'd put her in the middle. That's what I'd do anyway.
I was going to say the same thing, except for me.
Yeah. I feel like Celia is in the middle of all of us.
Wow.
I'll allow it.
You heard it here, folks. We've just cracked this. God. Wide open. Usually there's a sound effect, but...
Boy, we'll do it in post. We'll do
no.
In post. Question number one.
Okay.
I'm ready.
If England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are considered Great Britain...
Oh, no.
And okay. Puntland is a region...
And what?
Puntland.
Puntland. Puntland is a region.
Okay.
Sounds
then
right
there are seven country names that end in land. Name them. If England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are all considered Great Britain, so get rid of them. And Puntland is a region, so get rid of that. Then there are seven country names that end in land.
Finland.
Finland, we're off.
Is that a country? I swear to God, you have to lower your bar because this is where I am. Greenland, is that a country? Doesn't exist anymore. Does it? Oh, fuck yeah.
I feel like Iceland might be one as well.
Iceland.
Do you remember travel, Dick?
You know when you swear to God, he doesn't... God doesn't really listen. God's got other stuff on. God's not.
Well, how do you?
God's
do
you not yeah, how do you know?
How do you chat? Do you? Is this you got a back and forth going? Are you in a WhatsApp group or something?
How does it make you feel that God isn't listening?
not great. If I'm honest, it's part of the reason maybe if God did listen, I wouldn't be so mean.
Round of applause. Give him a round of applause.
It's a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough.
Thank you.
Switzerland.
Scotland's already been...
No, we've ruled that out.
Yeah.
I guess God isn't the only one that's not listening.
I'll see you in time.
Thailand.
Oh,
eat shit, Dick.
Do you remember travel, Dick? Did you used to get around?
Shouldn't actually be saying this, but I've been I haven't stopped traveling.
Oh, you've been going this whole time?
Yeah, Keith, there's a special airline for rich people. And you can travel wherever you want. And they go, do you have COVID? And you say, no.
Even if you say yes, you're still let on.
They
you're
still
rich.
Let you on, yes. Yeah. Yes.
They say, good. And
get on in here.
Yes, let's get you around some poor people.
The water's warm. And by water, I mean the country, unless the country is cold.
Up top. All right. That's five. Finland, Greenland, Iceland, Switzerland.
Oh, yes, the quiz.
I believe there's one closer to home.
New Zealand.
Iceland, did we say Iceland?
Yep.
We did, we took
I guess the devil wasn't the only one that wasn't listening.
Well, someone in the audience is just like busting.
There's
they
one,
know
there's
it,
one
you
more.
Know
Newfoundland.
Oh.
Is that it?
No, that's a
region. That doesn't count.
Audience
Canada
is saying
doesn't
that's a
count.
Region in Canada.
How dare you? You're it's a disgusting a person.
It's back on one day. It's leg day for Dick Griblett. He's going to be...
Every day is leg day for Dick Griblett.
Oh, shit.
We only need
nearby?
One more to get the point.
Oh, come on, guys.
Swaziland.
There we go. On Poland.
Okay, so now we're really swimming.
God damn it. That's what I thought.
Oh, yes, Swaziland's out.
We really should get you a mic.
Yeah. And also, if we don't get 10 out of 10 today, issues, because there's 80 of us doing the quiz.
The important thing is I've answered something, so I'm happy now. I'm sweet. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Question number two. What's the first name of the First Lady of the United States? What's the first name of the First Lady of, Lady of the United States? Do you follow American politics? The devil?
Oh, yes.
Yes. What did you have a bit to do with it?
Big
did you?
QAnon fan. Very into it.
What did you think of the change in government recently from Trump to Biden?
To Biden? Not a fan. I prefer the other guy. I like Trump because...
Well, a lot of presidents say that they've got a direct line to God. You know, they pray, they speak to God. Did Trump speak to you at all? Was he?
We hung out a bit on Epstein's Island.
Oh yeah,
but it was more in passing than yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Well, what a place! Yeah. If you get a chance. Even what? For me, that's a bit much, isn't it?
It's the beaches about the island that you love so much, isn't it? It's the beaches.
I'm a redhead. I don't go to the beaches
at all. I was going to say, you're a terrible choice for hell.
You don't get sunburnt from fire, you moron. Sorry, I didn't mean to insult you, but I'm Satan. What are you gonna do?
You're going to feel real bad about that all day.
Yes.
Has Trump ever been on Dick Griblett? Has he ever made it on the show as a, you know, as a, whether he's a father perhaps?
We
or not?
Got him on, but he was uncredited.
Oh,
at
yeah.
the time. Yeah,
sort of like Home Alone.
Yes, exactly. Exactly like Home Alone. We had some robbers come into the studio and we set lots of traps. And halfway through, Trump comes in and he says, "Hey, I'm Trump." And then he left. And it was a great episode.
Yeah. Wow. The ratings.
One of the torture rooms we have is... So it's like Home Alone, right? So they set traps, but it's not that someone gets hit by all the traps. It's that the traps don't work, and then you get beat up by the burglars. It's one of our favourites.
So you have sort of like escape rooms all through hell, do you? Where
yes.
each one's got a sort of a different theme.
Yes, but there's basically an escape room that you can't get out of. Like, we've got another one that's Jurassic Park, and the movie plays, but we've just cut out all the good scenes. So it's all the bits that don't have dinosaurs, and you just have to sit in there and watch that cut.
Well, personally, I think the best bit of Jurassic Park is the cartoon bit.
Oh, that's cut. That's got dinosaurs. Really? Yeah, that's cut. That's cut.
Yeah, right.
It's not that cut, but like we will cut it.
Hell seems very unsatisfying.
It's not a great place.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
It really is. Yes.
Are you tired of being the bad guy?
A little.
What about if I said that change is possible? What about if, after we leave here today, you go out those doors a different man? Because today we find out if you...
Would you like this?
Yes. ...are the father. The devil, you are the father.
Wow.
Of who?
More to come.
But what's the first name of the First Lady of the United States?
Is it Jill?
Is it Jill? Jill Biden?
Yeah. Yeah.
That
is
sounds
it?
Right, doesn't it?
Yes. Thank yes. You. Yes.
Dr. Jill.
Dr. Jill.
Dr.
Is she
Jill.
A doctor?
I don't think doctor's her first name, though.
I'll put Jill. Question number three. In croquet, balls hit with mallets must pass through what, starting with H? In croquet, balls hit with mallets must pass through what, starting with H? Do any balls get hit with mallets in hell, Satan?
I thought you were going to say on the show, and I was going to say yes.
But they do. There's nothing with H involved. I'm going to guess gate, but with a H at the front.
Silent H.
Yeah, silent H.
They exist. I've seen one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess arch, but with a H at the front.
Hutch.
Cover both bases.
Hutch.
Hutch.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's the Dick? Sound you would be saying in hell because it's so hot. Hutch.
Hutch.
Hutch. Hutch. Hutch. Hutch. Hutch. Hutch.
I don't want to stop him.
I don't think we can. That's correct, yes.
Well, Dick, you're flying around the world. You're on planes. You're travelling. You said earlier that you're rich. You must be playing games like polo, sports like polo, games like croquet.
This
must be a
pastime. Hunting humans for sport. There's a great little island
for sport
just near the seashells.
Is it possible to be rich and not go to hell? Because we get a lot of them. We get a lot of rich people.
I don't think so. I think all billionaires are inherently evil. And even if you're not, I'm not quite a billionaire, but I am definitely a bad boy.
You said that with a smile on your face. You're pretty happy with yourself about that.
Well, you know, I'm a bad boy.
No what? One's ever gone, I'm a bad boy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, actually, maybe then.
Hutch. The answer is Hutch.
Okay, well.
It's not definitely going to be Hutch.
Hutch or gate starting with an H are the two options.
What about hall?
Ooh.
Hall.
H-A-double-L?
Hall. You can go, let's shoot some halls. You'd say to your friends, and by that you'd go, let's play some croquet.
Who? No, we got it.
Hall?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know that one, guys.
What are you ready?
Are we allowed to throw it at the audience? Is that you seem to be very quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah. It's a shame croquet isn't a country.
Yes. Yeah. Dr. Gate, you moron. First name doctor, come on.
What do you
Although,
hall?
We're not to say that croquet could not hall. Be a country. Because you can be
hall.
Whatever you want to be.
I mean, it can be an hors d'oeuvre. A croquet.
That is true.
Oh, it's food, guys.
Right. We'll go with food for the answer.
Yeah. Hash brown, thank you. No, hall.
A plate.
Hall. We'll go for hall.
Hall.
Yeah. We'll put hall. Question number four. The novel Such Is Life by Joseph Furphy is subtitled Being Certain Extracts from the Diary of Whom? The novel Such Is Life by Joseph Furphy is subtitled Being Certain Extracts from the Diary of Whom?
That's not
the
Ned Kelly?
That's not the...
Well, yeah.
Well, that's what he said
Or
before.
Ben Cousins.
Oh! What do you think?
I don't know why I'm thinking of Wimpy Kid. It's not that one, is it? That's called The Diary of Wimpy Kid, right?
I don't
Do you think of a Wimpy
so.
Kid, Osman?
Is a kid... Is he a wimp? What's a wimp? Is a wimp someone who's scared of stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. What is a wimp?
Oh, dear.
Because I think you're a wimp.
Yeah. Did someone just go, oh, for Satan?
He's the devil.
I'm doing okay.
I thought we set this up quite well. I'm mean and he's the devil.
But I appreciate that. Yeah, you can't do good cop bad cop with the devil.
It's very difficult.
I'm torturing people as we speak. I think I'd have left no one in charge.
He got ass kicked down of bloody Eden, didn't you? Or whatever, I don't know.
No, I was the snake.
Were you the snake?
I was the one who said eat the apple.
Wow.
No, it wasn't hard. Apples are delicious.
No.
And there's nothing else there to eat, so it was an apple tree. God's like, oh, don't eat the apple, then don't put an apple tree in the garden. That's dumb.
Mm. Right? So what you're saying is God is the real bad
God's
guy.
God's a moron. You don't put it... You just like, I don't eat the apples, but there's this beautiful apple tree right in the middle of the garden. Don't eat it. It'll give you unlimited knowledge. Okay. I have a delicious fruit and a big brain. Of course you can eat it.
But what you're saying is that's all true. So you believe in all that story, all that Genesis but story, is all that's all fact.
I've forgotten the question, I'm going to be honest. The answer is yes.
Okay, so you think that... the novel Such Is Life by Joseph Furphy.
Is the Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Gate.
Being
with
certain
the
extracts from the Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
The Wimpy Kid. The Wimpy
or
Kid?
Yes. they're the options available to you so far. Have you read Such Is Life by Joseph Furphy?
No.
Have you heard of? I haven't heard of.
That's all I know is Such Is Life is that it's a supposedly what Ned Kelly said before he was hanged.
Yep.
And also Furphy is some. Is that a?
That's a lie.
What does that mean? Ah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think they used to gather a Furphy was an old like watering like a trailer that had like a big water tank on it. And you'd gather around the Furphy and tell stories.
Asking for a friend, what do you think the worst execution method is?
I thought you were going to say anecdote, or maybe that one.
As humans, what do you prefer the least?
Do you mean the worst as in the most hack?
I don't want to go through that one. Which one would you? Which one would you pick?
Not the worst one. Like, oh, he's cutting his head off again.
No, that'd be
get a new one.
Can you imagine how difficult that would be? Cutting your own head off.
I think that sarcophagus thing with the Splax.
Ooh. Iron Maiden.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. And a good band.
Great band.
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't listening to the question. I was focused on the novel Such Is Life by Joseph Furphy.
I guess I'm not the only one that doesn't listen around.
But also, did Ned Kelly write a diary? Is not
no, but
something.
This man wrote a diary for Ned Kelly.
Oh.
Perhaps the novel Such Is Life.
Well, that's all I've got. Have you got any other guesses?
With consent? Like, you can't just write a diary. I could write Celia's diary right now and it'd be...
I don't think you could.
I could write a diary.
And what do you think Celia's diary would say?
Yeah, this is good. Dear diary,
I'm a loser.
Wow, nailed you.
Yes, every page. What are you doing?
This usually means that I'm in business.
You're taking off the jacket?
I'm taking off the jacket and I'm going to roll my sleeves up.
You're very brave wearing a...
Very aggressively.
Can I... Bright blue shirt, very brave on stage. What have you got under there? Let's have a look.
Usually someone dresses me. Anyway, thank you for undermining
my... Yeah, that was
brutal.
I'm Satan!
That's...
Okay.
No need to be supportive.
You just undermined my entire sleeve roll. Mm. Okay, it was going to be a big deal.
It was a power move, wasn't it?
Yeah. When you feel roll up your sleeve. Watch this.
Oh, no.
It was pretty, actually, it's pretty good.
I think it's the death stare to the crowd that really sells it.
Are you just looking at one person or are you looking at multiple?
You can't see anyone.
Uh-oh.
I could be looking at you in the eyes.
This means business.
Beautiful forearms. Really, very nice forearms.
Oh, yep, he's almost done there, so that's...
Okay, and the answer to the question is...
What was the question?
The novel Such Is Life by Joseph Furphy is subtitled Being Certain Extracts from the Diary of Whom. Do you want to put Ned Kelly?
It's Garfield.
Garfield? Ned Kelly?
Famous
kid.
Hater of Mondays.
But do you want any other guesses?
Lasagna.
Look, if you think Ned Kelly, I'd go Ned Kelly.
That's all I've got, but it did say excerpts from the diary of.
Mm.
So it does mean that he did have a diary. He could have a diary. He could have had a diary.
I think it's important to, journal, say your thoughts.
No more
onto
than Ned Kelly.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Today
let's
I put a bin on my head.
Yeah.
I'll put Ned Kelly. Question number 5. Together, how many Grand Slam tennis singles titles have Serena and Venus Williams won?
Heaps. Just put heaps.
First option.
Together, how many have they won?
And I dare you, to say that's wrong, because heaps is a lot, is correct.
Yeah, I think they're looking for a specific number.
Oh,
I've got good news for you. It's multiple choice.
Oh, great.
The options are 25, 30, or 35. So it's a lot.
See, it is actually heaps.
If you don't pick the highest one, then you underestimate them.
Yeah.
But if you pick the lowest...
Did you write this question, Satan?
It's tricky. Let's see if Silly is a racist.
Can I grab
the card?
Oh!
You don't think these amazing sisters can win 35? Is that what you think?
I do think.
Do you doubt them?
You
can pick 30 or 25?
I don't doubt them. I think they can win all of them.
See, they've got a movie coming out about them, but it's kind of about their dad.
About their coach, right?
Yeah.
The King William.
King Richard.
Oops.
King Richard.
How dare you embarrass me?
Another famous bad guy.
King
Richard.
Richard, yes. I liked him, but I can see why people didn't.
William's his father or the king?
The king.
Oh, the king.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Read a book, Satan.
Do you have books? Do you have books in hell?
Yeah.
Got library down there?
You know Koshy's got 3 joke books.
Wow. I will buy all of them.
Yeah. What were the options again?
The options are 25, 30 or 35.
Well, this is classic me because I don't know I'm going to go straight. Even though I absolutely believe I can win 35, my instinct always has been, if I don't know, is to go straight down the middle.
Go for option B. 30, yep. You reckon? Well, I know. I think the I think Dick Griblett has an answer.
We're going to find out if...
Oh, grimace. And he's put it away. I'll put 30.
It's a strange number, 30, though. Like, 3-0. You can be like 25 or 35, right? It's a rat. You go with what you think.
I don't follow the logic. Let's just show it to the devil, see what he says.
Looking at the card. What does it say? Am I the father?
Good luck.
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh,
maybe we'll find out at
the
end.
You are something else, though.
Oh, no. Okay. More to come.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that for any future jokes that we need that for.
Thank you.
Question number 6. The Rijksmuseum, R-I-J-K-S Museum, all one word, the Rijksmuseum, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, is in which European city? The Rijksmuseum is in which European city?
Hamburg.
Hamburg. Moving on to question 7.
By which I mean I haven't had lunch and I'm I don't know. Any idea?
You're from Europe. England, right?
Well, yeah, that's technically not Europe.
No, not anymore.
I think it used to be from Europe, yeah.
How good was Brexit?
So good.
Yeah, really good.
Oh, you're in favour of Brexit, right?
Yeah, the more separation, the better. The more conflict and the more logistics involved in going place to place. I'm a big fan.
I don't even know why I'm for it.
Any ideas about this
museum?
This question?
The Reich? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Reich, R-I-K-E?
R-I-J-K-S.
And it's spelled the Reichs.
Well, I don't know if it could be... it could be silent J. You could say Reykjavik.
Reykjavik.
Oh, I've heard Reykjavik.
Could be in Reykjavik because that sounds like Reykjavik.
Yeah. What about Germany? It sounds like a J in there. But Germany?
Ominous.
How did you go at school, Satan?
Never went.
Didn't go to primary school?
I am out of wine.
Reese Nicholson, could you please get Satan some wine?
No, Reese, it's fine.
Are there...
No, he'll spit in it now.
Yeah. It's a shame. Live performance is off, you see, so now he's just...
Hear me out. Jay, I'm thinking Sweden.
Is there more to that, or have we just heard you out?
And are you about to do a rap or something?
Another question, which city, though?
Hans, Jans, you know, Silent Jays, is that Sweden?
You're thinking IKEA?
I'm thinking Sweden.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, okay. Sweden is an option. Hamburg's an option.
City.
So you got Sweden, you got Hamburg.
It's a
got
city
two.
In Sweden.
What?
Is Sweden...
Satan, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because it's a European city that we're after.
Ooh. I'm trying to put her off. I'm Satan. I don't want her to win.
Does it threaten you for a woman to win? You're a sexist devil.
I hate everyone. I don't...
Have you ever had a girlfriend, Satan?
Once.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I killed her. Sad to feel love, and I'm like, ooh, this is going to go well with my profile. So
got to stay on brand.
Yeah. And now do you have to torture her? Is she in hell now?
I mean, just not being with me is torture. So.
Oh, hello. Is that on your... Do you have a Tinder profile? Are you looking for love?
I've got a Tinder profile, and it's a very good shot. Got very good abs, but then I don't swipe on anyone, so everyone's always a little bit disappointed. It's just one of the things I throw into the world to make everyone feel just a little bit better.
Yeah. Because everyone's always telling us not to follow our inner devils. Is that you? Are you in the world, like, trying to tempt people constantly?
I can see everything all at once if I choose to, but I don't normally, because most of the time people are doing pretty gross stuff. Like, I don't want to watch you masturbate, for example. I've seen it, but once you've seen it once...
You don't want to see Dick's dick.
You don't want to see it again.
Yeah, it's...
It's pretty.
Wow. Just very quickly, sorry, getting off track. Dick, do you have a life partner?
Dick?
Well, Dick belongs to everyone.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I'd like to think that everyone's got a dick in them.
Yeah. So. His dick is available to everyone. Go.
Maybe not at all times.
Maybe.
But the Rijksmuseum is in which European city?
Carry on the wax quizzical. Oh, ah!
Dick, if you had to guess...
Yes.
Where would you guess the Rijksmuseum is?
You know, I might say Reykjavik just because they sound similar.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Also, just to make Karin have to try and spell that, it's fun.
I haven't. I've put R dash. I'm going to remember it at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to put Reykjavik?
Know. Yeah.
Shouldn't.
I don't know.
I just said, I'm saying that because they sound similar.
I know. I don't. Well, do you know? Well, pick a city in
I was just
Sweden.
Thinking, you know, I'm getting on stage tonight. I'm going to wear a white T-shirt.
What?
Karin, why'd you wear a white T-shirt?
Why not?
What?
Why not wear a white T-shirt?
Why not? You can't ask me the questions. I'll ask you the questions. Why are you wearing a white T-shirt?
Actually, he is the one that asked the questions.
Shit.
Why what do you think? You think I'm going to spill something on this?
It just feels like an odd choice for a stage show to wear a white T-shirt.
What's wrong with a white T-shirt?
I don't know, I'm trying to make him feel bad. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with it.
Listen, you can say a lot of things, but when you come for someone's T-shirt, yeah. You have crossed a line, buddy.
I apologize.
Here you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you,
Paul. Thank you. Everyone's, I better have a fucking drink. Or, oh, thank you. It's already been
I really wanted a Chardonnay, but this will take you.
You asked for a Riesling, you fuck.
He's just trying to put you off. He's doing it all the time.
Sorry.
Reykjavik?
Reykjavik. Reykjavik.
Reykjavik? Reykjavik.
Sure.
Sure. All right. We'll put Reykjavik, Reykjavik, sure. Question number 7. How are you at maths, Seals?
Oh, fucking awful.
Well, we're very good.
Oh, great. Good.
Sorry, you can't... When you have one of these glasses, you can't sit normally. You have to sit like this.
You've got a sort of... You've
because
got a champagne goblet.
You've won.
Yes.
How many seconds are in 6.5 hours? If we don't speed up this pod, we're going to find out. How many seconds are in 6.5 hours?
Okay. 60 seconds a minute?
Okay.
No, you've got more time than that. Take as much time as you need.
60 seconds
that was
a minute.
Jape.
In an hour.
Yes. A little joke there.
So I've done my bit, and now your turn.
Okay, so what do I do?
So now? I said 60 seconds in a minute, and then you do the next bit of the equation.
And the next bit is...
And now to Celia.
Two.
I've checked out. I'm distracting myself.
How many seconds are in 6.5 hours?
So that's
6.5.
So
many
60 times 6 is... 36.
3,681.
3,600
and
minutes.
And how many seconds are in an hour?
That's the tricky bit, isn't it? So that's 60 times 60. Uh-huh.
60 seconds.
So that's 3,600 seconds.
And then there's how many minutes in an hour?
It was 60.
Okay, 60 seconds and 60 minutes.
So that's it. So that's 3,600 seconds in an
hour.
And
that makes one. That doesn't make any sense.
And then 3,600 times 6.
Who came up with time?
I know, it's silly, isn't it?
So you just need to do three. So all you need to do, Seals, is 3,600 times 6 and then another half.
Okay.
Of one,
and that's the answer.
Okay.
So I guess three sixes, six. That's 18.
Yep.
Yes.
Just genuinely imagine
six
I'm
sixes
not here.
Six
sixes
are 36.
This.
So 18 plus 36.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's the answer. So yes, I think we've got. We've got it.
Great.
Wait, 52.
What?
No, we've got a no from the crowd.
No.
Has anyone done this in their head already?
This is absolutely heartbreaking to watch. And this is the cost. Yeah, we have the arts, but at what cost? Honestly, someone tell me the cost because I can't add. Or subtract.
One of my favourite tricks in Hell is to say, I'm going to do this torture thingy for 10 seconds, and then I go for 12.
Like personal training, like 10, 10 and a half. Ten, ten and a half. Well, they're like, you're going to go for 10 seconds.
Yes. Keep doing it. Oh, sorry, you were with me. I apologize.
Yes, I'm on your side.
What if we get those in the crowd who think they have the answer to yell it out at once?
And
if they scream in unison, then that surely will be the answer.
Okay, what's the answer?
We'll count down from three. Everyone who's got it, shout it out. 3, 2, 1. We're fucked. We're fucked.
23,000 and 24,000.
Did you do that on your calculators?
23,400.
Thank you.
All right. Do you want to put 23,400?
We've got some real nerds in the crowd.
Yeah. I just...
Podcast listeners? Surely not.
Numbers just... It is not my area. That's why I speed all the time.
They haven't worked it out. They're fighting amongst themselves. I can hear you. We've got some dissenters. Who are you? Come on up here.
Question number 8. In computing, okay. HTML stands for hypertext markup what?
Ooh,
Satan.
Yes, Satan's a big techie.
do you run a network down there? What, you got the NBN?
Hyper.
I believe you're in Silicon Valley.
Me?
You got the NBN in
hell?
We've got
TPG.
Is it
your TPG, is it?
You got TPG. Yeah.
Yes, that's pretty good. Media plan. So did you say you got the first letters? So
we just HTML stand for hypertext markup what?
Link.
So just need to know L.
Just the L.
Link. Is it link?
Link?
No.
Is it language?
Loop.
Yes.
Is it?
That Luke. It's Luke's not in the room.
It stands for Luke.
Oh. No, not Luke. No, he does not. What is it?
Do you know someone called Luke?
I know Luke.
St. Luke? Didn't he write the Bible?
What's the one from Beverly Hills? No, not Beverly Hills. Beverly 190210. Luke.
Yeah.
Luke, what's his name? Luke Perry?
Luke Perry.
I know Luke Perry.
He
Too
died.
Soon.
Went to heaven. Went to heaven. Don't worry about it.
Not soon enough.
Yeah.
Are you part of the decision making of who goes to heaven and who
no.
goes to hell?
No. You just get sent them.
They just arrive at your door.
Yes, you just arrive.
Do
you
have a list? Do they have to check in?
They have to do a rapid antigen test and then they come in.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want that spreading around.
How did you get down to COVID zero?
Hell. It's quite hot.
You follow the science.
I, Dr. Kerry Chant. We still have QR codes, and we wiped in all the torture equipment, obviously, before they come in.
Yeah.
And people wear masks.
So brave. Give them a round of applause.
But in computing, HTML stands for hypertext markup what?
Who's a big Luke Perry fan who was sad before? Tell us the story of why.
Yeah, let us know what Luke Perry meant to you.
Yes, did you? Because how good was he in Buffy?
So good. Nobody remembers the movie.
Where'd you go? Are you still there?
We can't see you, and they're relying on that.
I think all death is sad, though, isn't it? You know, it's just if someone's dead, you know.
What about Hitler? Was that death sad, Kyron? Did you weep at the death of Hitler? You're disgusting.
I mean, I've met some horrible people, Kyron, but you...
But in computing...
Do you really know... Surely.
I think it's a language.
I think it's a language
Yes,
as well.
I think it's language too.
Do you want to agree or go your own way?
Yes.
All right, I'll cross out Luke and put language.
Probably for the best.
Question 9. True or false?
Yes.
Jack and the Beanstalk is a fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm.
Oh.
Is Jack and the Beanstalk one of the classic fairy tales by Brothers Grimm?
I feel like it's going to be one of those trick questions.
Or did someone else make it up?
Well, that's Jeremy and Matt Damon.
Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner, yes.
Jeremy Renner and Matt
Damon. He flips
Damon.
Houses.
Big, what?
He does.
He flips houses.
Yes.
Wow. He must be so strong.
I was going to make that joke!
I set him up and you two...
Damn it.
...knock him...
across.
Over.
Grimm tale, the Brothers Grimm, the thing with those fairy tales are they're all generally quite fucked up and dark when you actually go back and look at the original. Like the Sleeping Beauty one in particular is
Hansel,
fucked.
Hansel and Gretel has not aged well. What happens to that old woman?
Sleeping Beauty, there's a version where she gets, someone has sex with her while she's asleep and she gets pregnant while she's asleep.
Who's
the hero in that story, Satan?
The future? I mean, the fact that doesn't happen anymore. There is no hero. They're all more dark, twisted,
red
cautionary
riding?
Tales.
What about Red Riding Hood? Are you into that, Devil?
I mean, they're wearing red. I like the wolf. I like that the wolf is able to just put on a hat and be grandma. I mean, how good an actor do you have to be?
To pull off grandma
with just a hat.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not a wolf? No, I'm grandma. And she believes it. My nan... You'd have to work extremely hard to replace it with a wolf. And have me not know.
Complicated family history. Have you ever had them on the show, Dick Griblett? Have you ever had...
Those fables?
Anyone from the fables?
We've had some fables. We've had some tall tales. We have a little bit of everything on the Jeremy... the Dick Griblett.
The Dick Griblett. You didn't rip off the Jeremy Kyle
Absolutely
show, did
not.
You?
Absolutely not. Was not an inspiration for my show. No. In every single way.
Did you have on Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Goldilocks is not a very good person. Mm. We never talk about it. She goes into their house. She goes, oh, there's some porridge there. I'll just take it.
What was she like in the green room backstage?
She was a real bitch.
Goldilocks was a real bitch.
Yeah, she kept sipping all the beverages and going, oh, it's too hot. And then another one, she'd be like, oh, it's too cold. And then guess whose one was just right?
Yours, Dick,
That's
wasn't
right.
It?
I was like, you can't do that.
Not in these COVID times, no. It's disgusting.
It's not COVID safe.
Well, I think, I don't know, Jack and the Beanstalk is quite dark.
Oh, the queer
guy. How does it end? Spoiler
alert
for those
who haven't.
He chops
down the tree, the giant falls to his death. Because, again, Jack goes up and steals a bunch of stuff. Mm.
No, they get very rich selling the beans.
What?
Oh.
Don't they?
No, they don't.
No, Giant Beanstalk, they have these gigantic beans and they sell them and they win a bunch of vegetable competitions and get rich.
It's not a vegetable competition. Yeah, there's a goose and it lays golden eggs and he steals it. And there's a harp that sings that's a snitch.
What's the goose got to do with the beanstalk? Why is the goose there?
It's up there at the giant's house.
It just feels like they're just, you know, a giant beanstalk is already a pretty good premise. Why are you going to put a goose in there as well?
Okay. At least we definitely know he doesn't have a library in hell.
Satan, are you on drugs?
I think the person who put the goose in is going to be on drugs. I would.
True or false? Jack and the Beanstalk is a fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm.
Sounds like a classic trick to me.
Yeah. Yes, I would say. Both.
Both. You would say.
If you say both, you can't get it wrong.
This There's a true. Real inner struggle with you, isn't there? Because at some point, you want to do well, but you don't want them to do well at the same time. There are two devils inside you, okay? And one of those devils is dressed like a sexy angel, okay? And maybe you should listen to the sexy angel instead of the devil, which is you. We'll be right back.
Welcome back.
False.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
True.
False
or true? You choose.
We'll go false. It was one of I'll be annoyed.
I would have picked true.
You would have picked true.
I would have picked true. I'm surprised you went false.
Devil would have picked true. So what do you do? He's playing mind games with you.
I know. Classic.
You can still change it.
Now let's go false.
All right, we'll lock in false.
Okay. say hello to not getting that point.
Hello.
Question number 10. Final question.
Ooh! Okay.
Perfectly designed for you, Seals.
Okay.
What breed of dog?
Oh. It's your dog. It's my dog.
Not we got some dogs in the audience tonight.
Not the question.
It wasn't sound, was it?
Ooh! They do, though. Breed of dog.
Yeah? Okay.
What breed of dog is Scooby-Doo?
Oh!
What breed of
animated.
Dog is Scooby-Doo?
I know this.
There's a lot of them. You know this.
Look at this guy rubbing his eyes. Yeah. Do you know the answer?
No. Are you tired? Are you on drugs?
Is it hay fever? Is it an allergic reaction? Maybe. Maybe you want to keep that close to your chest. you don't want people to use that against you.
Do you get cartoons in hell, Satan?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, we get Powerpuff. Mm-hmm. Girls?
The Powerpuff Girls?
Mm-hmm. Wildcats? Crazy Cats? What's the one called?
Thundercats.
Thundercats? We get Thundercats.
Thundercats is good. Why is Thundercats playing in hell?
What? Because I like it.
So, and you like Powerpuff Girls too, then?
Yeah,
like
did you get Samurai Pizza Cats?
Yes, no, anything up. No one else gets to watch them. And we get Garfield when Lorenzo Music was still alive.
Great.
What are your thoughts on...
Did someone just say, oh?
What do you think...
Again, people just don't like death.
Lorenzo Music was amazing.
Some people think that Samurai Pizza Cats was just a blatant rip-off of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, you know the one
what
I...
What do you think about that?
You know what it was? You know that one with the muscly sharks?
Yes, yeah, Street Sharks.
Street Sharks. Yeah, that was a bit of a rip-off. That was a bit
you think
a
they're both rip-offs?
Well, I mean, one's turtles and one's sharks, so that's...
That is true.
That's going to get... That's
but then
get
some they're samurai and they're pizza cats.
Yeah,
right.
It was a bit of a rip-off, wasn't it?
I'm just thinking about this now, and it's fucking blowing my
head. Yeah, I genuinely had not...
It was almost like,
right.
I dare you to sue me.
I know, it worked.
Samurai Pizza Cats was great.
One of my hopes is that there's someone who had a dream to make a show called Teenage Mutant Karate Turtles and just got in too late.
Well, where I come from... The United Kingdom, they thought that ninja was too violent, so they called them hero turtles.
Did they?
Yeah, that's not complete bullshit.
Why would we think it was, Dick?
Teenage Mutant
I don't turtles. Honestly know.
No. Well, I trust your knowledge of things, so why do
so
you
know... So the
answer
is Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Why do you know what type of dog Scooby-Doo is? I mean, he's a brown dog. Is it Doberman?
No, that'd
be a black dog.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's a Great Dane.
He's a Great Dane.
I know.
What about is Scrappy-Doo also a Great Dane?
You're going to have to ask Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, God no, says the crowd.
Oh, God no. But
how do you feel about that, Satan?
I thought they were related.
What about Clifford, the big red dog? What's he?
He's a big red dog. He's big red.
Fuck. You stupid fuck.
Beta.
That's 10 questions.
Risky.
I wish I'd been doing that sooner. Jesus. Anyway, yeah.
I've got a good feeling about this.
Well, this is the point in the quiz that I ask. How do you think you did, Celia?
I reckon we.
I think 8
did.
Out of 10.
Well, I don't think I'm not that confident. I think 5. 5 or 6.
And how does that make you feel, Celia?
Good. For me, anything above 0 is a win.
You've got the quiz in front of you right there. Is there something you want to say to the quiz? Is there something you want to say to him? Don't worry, okay? We're all here. We're all for you.
I want you
to look at that quiz, and I want you to tell that quiz what you think of him, okay?
I think you make me feel inferior.
Yeah.
You make me feel less than, and I have a drug problem.
We got there.
It's a little bit extra.
Can I change?
We've got the highlight of the app. Anyway.
Yay!
I wonder if that'll make the edit.
That's
I mean, surely put it in the trailer.
I've got a drug problem.
I've got a drug problem.
No, we'll get one of Will Anderson's clip. We'll put the highlight up there.
And I'm a big fan of No Context.
The pool quote.
Yeah. It feels like I've said that wrong. I've got a drug problem.
How does that make you feel?
I have a speech problem. Anyway, yes?
All right, let's find out how you did.
Yes!
Question one was, if England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are considered Great Britain and Puntland is a region, 7 country names end in land. Name them. You said Finland, Greenland, Iceland, Switzerland, Thailand, New Zealand and Poland. And the answers are Finland, Iceland, New Zealand, Poland, Switzerland, Thailand and... Ireland.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Because Northern Ireland was considered Great Britain, but I guess Ireland is not. Greenland, then, not a country. Part of Denmark. These fuckers knew all along!
I'm going to get in trouble.
Who's the real devil?
Does it make you feel good? Does that make... Are you proud? Okay, look at her. You've upset her.
I'm a stupid fuck. My boyfriend is Irish. I'm an idiot. How's this though? This is cute. So we met online and then I found his Instagram and I went and saw him and learnt 2 things about him, that he's a photographer and that he's Italian. And I was like, oh, that's interesting because I'm Italian. Turns out he's not Italian. I'm just bad at flags. He's Irish. So funny.
The first name of the First Lady of the United States is Jill. First point. In croquet, balls.
She's
hit
gone.
She's moved. Oh, nice work.
Okay.
Great podcasting, though, Satan. Thank you for that.
What happened is that a person that was in the front row.
They'll figure it out. In croquet, balls
one
hit with
seat
mallets
up
must pass through. Halls is incorrect.
Oh, I thought we went with the H gate.
I was close. No.
It's hoops.
Oh. Hoops!
So, yeah, Claire's standing
because
out there for every game,
sense.
I guess.
Claire Hooper.
Yeah, that's the joke there.
It's Claire Hooper.
It's the answer's Claire Hooper.
Nice one, Kyron.
Very good, Kyron.
Thank you.
So you're saying that you
the novel Such Is Life by Joseph Furphy is subtitled Being Certain Extracts from the Diary of...
Oh, we got this.
Tom Collins.
Oh! I don't know who that
great
is.
Great drink, bad diary.
Together, dang. Serena and Venus Williams have won 30.
Oh! Yes.
The Rijksmuseum is in Amsterdam, unfortunately.
Oh, close.
No, what did we say?
Reykjavik.
Almost.
There are 23,400 seconds in 6.5 hours. Congratulations,
oh,
Celia.
Oh, thank
yeah, you did that all yourself, Celia.
Thank
nice
you.
Brain, thanks. Buddy.
HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language.
Yay.
Boom.
Thank you.
Getting you on to 4 points. True or false, Jack and the Beanstalk is a fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm. That is true.
It dang. Was a double trick.
Dang. Okay.
I did say.
You did. You really are a devil.
And Scooby-Doo is a Great Dane. That gives yay! You 5 out of 10.
Yes.
That's a pass mark.
Hooray. That's all I want.
And above our average score of 4.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Sick.
Thanks, everybody.
On the top half of the leaderboard.
Do we get to plug stuff now?
Oh, yes, yeah, Satan, is there anything
what
that you'd like to...
Yes, if you're married... Sleep with someone else.
Just plugging affairs there.
Don't be a prude. Get yourself out there.
Do you know anyone on planet Earth who's had any affairs in the past, Satan?
Do I?
Yeah, do you?
Do I?
Mm, do you?
Do you? Have you, Kyron? Have
do you?
You?
Well, I'm asking you. Do you? Have you?
Have he?
Have I?
Has he, asks Reese Nicholson.
As if
this really is a carry on.
As if you'd meet yeah. you, as if you could do better than Reese. No chance.
It's true.
But if I, I'm out. I'm not a good improver. Good devil though.
Yeah.
Maybe the devil. You've been busy judging other people. That you forgot not to judge yourself.
I know one person who's had an affair. And if you could stand, please. Touché.
I thought that was going to work. Yeah, you almost got him.
You know someone who I know on Earth who's really pure, really beautiful soul, would never do such a thing? Comedian Luke McGregor. Has he come across your desk at all, Satan? Have you ever seen his name come across? Certainly not in relation to having an affair, I'm sure.
I think his hell would be having to have conversations with people who aren't that interested. And then he doesn't know how to leave them. That would be his. Oh, and they touch him on the mouth. Like people like everyone's a bit taller, and so when they sort of move their hands around, it keeps scraping his mouth.
So quite a bit taller, so their hands.
Yes, that's why he never hangs out with basketballers. He's doesn't like mouth touches.
That's why.
Yeah, a bit of a weirdo. Yeah.
Well, Satan, thank you for being here anyway.
Basketballers are mouth touchers.
Just not a big fan of the mouth touch. You know when people just put their head... Once he was at a party and someone... He's like, I don't want any cocaine. And then someone came from behind with cocaine on their finger
yeah,
and stuck it in
he didn't want any cocaine, yeah. Yeah, sure. Hey, you don't need to fucking prove anything to us, man.
And they stuck it in
well,
his mouth.
Well, we know it's Celia who has the drug problem. So.
Problem? I'm great at it. Sorry.
Anyway, the last thing he wanted to say is that Luke tells me that he has had sex.
Well, pass on our congratulations.
Yeah. It's nice because he was worried about that for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah. Very long time, yes.
We made a TV show from memory. Dick Griblett, thank you very much for being here as well.
Thank you very much. I am touring my new show, Dick Griblett, Who Do You Think You Are? I Am.
Great. Yeah.
Book it, box.
Do you? Do you? Is that a guest show? Is it a lineup? Do you have people on that show other than?
Yeah, we you know tell people, hey, come on our show, and we're not going to humiliate you and exploit you for your sort of you know being poor. But guess what? We do. Yeah.
So who have you got? Who have you got in the first show? The first.
Oh, we've got. You know, a man who doesn't know who he is, and we say, maybe you're this person, and we convince him that he is, and then we twist it and we say, guess what, that person's a real cunt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Often on those shows, you know, like they go to like casting, don't they? They go to like extras casting, and people who are trying to get into like performance entertainment go like, all right, we'll put you on the show. Have you had anyone apply who's like, you know, in ads or like, you know, on telly sometimes, and like who's trying to get, you know, trying to get on the scene, and anyone apply for the show?
Oh yes, Ben Russell.
Oh, Ben Russell has he? Oh, that's interesting.
Real
Ben Russell,
son of a bitch.
Ben Russell has a Kickstarter for a vacuum cleaner that only breathes out.
I think a leaf blower.
Why is that? No. It's a vacuum that breathes out. Don't look at your watch. This is the biggest. This is a biggest game-changing invention.
Ben Russell's great. He's got he's a fantastic improviser. He's got a show at the Comedy Festival this year. Have you? Did you know that?
I didn't know this, Karen.
Yeah, he's doing a sort of promenade around the city.
A promenade. What is that?
It's sort of like a walking tour, I guess.
Well, he tries not to say walking tour because that's got a connotation to it.
Yeah. Well, you so asked me what a promenade.
Yeah,
was,
I know. I wish that you'd explained it a little bit better. More of an immersive comedy experience.
Are the dates on that final card that you've got there?
No.
Okay. Well, Comedy Festival.
Comedy Festival.
Comedy Festival.
Whenever that is.
Yeah.
September.
It's not.
Well done, Devil.
It is.
One last prank.
It is in April and March, or March or April.
Yeah. Oh, who are you
going to
believe? Satan or someone who benefits from your money by going?
Dick Griblett doesn't benefit from the... You're a producer of the show, are you, Dick?
Absolutely not.
No, wouldn't have thought so. You got your
not
own stuff.
Not that little, little goblin.
Well, thank you for being here, Dick Griblett. And Celia Pecora, congratulations. 5 out of 10, that's quite good.
Thank you very much.
From one TV show to another, Love Me is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Which looks fantastic on Boxing Day.
Yes, and as I understand it, I feature heavily.
Do
by
you?
Which I mean I look fat.
You know what else comes out of...
Is that funny? Okay, that's new.
We'll close on a joke. Celia Pecora, congratulations. That's Wax Physical. Have a great Christmas. Festive season. We'll see you next year. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.